Thanks be to God for the wonderful opportunity we have to be in a meeting like this. It's good to be together as God's people. Supposed to be here before this time around, but my heart was so heavy because my associate minister, we talked together yesterday, did the naming ceremony together. He was wrongful minister. And then Sister Cassia talked with me. 30 minutes for me to be coming with him. We had a serious heart problem. And then he was rushed to hospital. But because this is God's work, so I have to be here. I have to talk before my father and the Lord, Dr. Abel. I wouldn't like to miss this message, but when you are thinking of one thing, God has the final say.
Amen.
And you pray along with me in the spirit that the man of God will be normal before we finish this program.
Amen.
At the same time, I want to acknowledge the brethren, all the ministers of God in the house, and the coordinator of this program. I want to remind you once again that this is God's program, not man-made program. And because it is a thing of God, nothing can suppress it. With the minister having before me, I'm going to talk about a call to dominate. Shall we pray? And so, our Heavenly Lord, you are the King of Kings, the author, the perfecter of our faith. Thank you for bringing us together. It has been in your plan that in a day like this, we shall meet as God's people to talk together, to discuss together about the things of heaven. Therefore, I hide myself under the canopy of the Holy Ghost so that you, God, will take control. Lord, let it be less of me and more of you, so that your people will gather through me and every soul will be blessed.
Amen.
Thank you, eternal Lord, for in Jesus' name have I prayed.
Amen.
Children of God, praise the Lord once again.
Amen.
Let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew 18 and 19. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
I brought out my topic from the general theme. And the general theme is what?
It's time to reign again.
Okay. Time to reign again. Okay, let us look at the language terminology right now. I'm not a major person in English. I didn't major in English. I major in a different field. But when you talk of the word again, precisely it means that you've been doing that thing before, and something happened, you abandon it. Probably you step into a different field, isn't it? Okay, now, maybe it takes a while, maybe like 2 years or 3 years, then you reason with yourself that, oh, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Let me go back to where I belong to. So, to begin what you left behind.
Yeah.
then you start again. You do what? You start again.
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to take note of this, that this program is God's program. Let it be in your mind. Because we Christians, we are missing things. We are missing stuff. Can I say a call to dominate again? A call to rule again? There are two important words associated with this topic. Number one, call. And number two, dominate. To call is to make a request or demand. It is to invite or to command to meet. It is also to command to meet. It is also a term as to give order for being to action. Okay, briefly, when you talk about call, when you call somebody, you are calling the attention of that person to do something. You want to give order. If I call you by your name, you will listen to me. No, the next action to be taken. Okay. All of us, we are all believers. Including those who are yet to be born again. Inasmuch as they can sit under the canopy of the Holy Ghost, listening to a preacher or teachers, at that moment, we turn everybody to be born again. Because you can only know my face, you can't read my thoughts. You can't digest my thoughts. So this is what I'm thinking. I'm looking at your faces now, but I don't know what you are thinking about me or about your fellow brethren. Okay? So, but when you are called, you receive a call. You'll be listening to the person that called you, what you have for me. Then another word is dominate. And to dominate is to rule, to take over, to exert mastery control or preeminence. Finally, to dominate is to occupy a more elevated or superior position. When you are a lesser person, the lesser person, your authority is very, very low. You know, because one trick is this with them. Before we pull you down physically, he has already finished you spiritually. Any mess you are facing physically, it is not that very day that mess begins. It has started a long time ago in the spiritual realm. If you are not careful, you will not pray over it. And you'll be speaking grammar, you'll be analyzing your theology or philosophy or whatever you want to analyze until the devil finishes with that person. Then it's not like a fruit. It's not like a fruit. When the fruit dominates, everybody begins to see. And that's why you see a lot of people, they are messed. It just surface. And people will say, oh, look at this man. Look at what is happening to him. Look at that man. Look at what is happening. No, that is not the day that it started. It has started a long time ago. Okay? It has started a long time ago. But because that person, last piece of salvation, the thing will be coming up gradually. So, for you to be in a position where God wants you to be, you have to have a special power that can suppress the power that is pulling you down. It is then you'll be able to dominate. It is then you'll be able to command. You can't command somebody that's above you.
Not to me, sir.
No. When you are lesser than somebody, you can't command that person. It's not possible. Yes, it is the junior that will listen to the superior officer. Let us see this scriptural proof of man dominating the earth. Let us remember one thing. The main reason why we are created by Almighty Jehovah, by Almighty God, is to rule. If you read Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, I think somebody will help me because of my time to read along with me. Like a sister or a brother, quickly go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Because you have to know the reason why you are a human being. You are not just common materials. I usually tell people that I'm not just a common material. I'm very valuable before God because I have the image and anointing of God upon me.
Amen.
Yes.
Then God said. Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea.
Okay.
Over the birds of the air.
Right.
And over the cattle.
Okay.
Over all the earth. And over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
Okay. Thank you very much. God bless you. You see, Earth made a general call. Call, let us make man in our what?
Image.
God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. People with different theology will say, God called the angels. Let's forget about that. It's a different thing altogether. Come, let us make man in our own image. And when the Trinity came together to hold meeting because of me, they came together to hold meeting because of you. They said, this is not ordinary meeting. Let us make these people to be like us, to rule fish, animals. You see, all the earth. Then nothing else. Nothing is left behind. Because whatever we are using today, they come from the earth. We made them on the earth. And look at the supremacy of human being. When Adam was created, please let us know our position.
Yes.
Let us know who we belong to. Please let us know where we are. They are not just common materials. When God created Adam, because sometimes when I was a young believer, I thought that Adam was like a little child brain. No, it's though he was an adult, but I thought that he has lesser sense, that he didn't know things around him, that his eyes was dim, things like that. That when I was a baby Christian. So God created Adam perfectly.
Yes.
And when Adam looked around, he said, this will be cow. You are lion. You are an elephant. Isn't that another? Oh, you are a pig. And then he was going around. You say, you are chicken. He has brain. Very sensitive enough. He named everything. That's where authority began.
Wow.
We started from there. We are generation of Adam. We are Adam's ifs. We are created with authority. That's where I'm going. Okay. But the reason why we are crying to go back, we need to cry to go back because we lost it. We lost the divine power. And that is why you see a believer bowing before little demon. When you lose your authority, you will worship the people you're supposed not to worship.
That's true.
When you do not know where you belong to, you will bow before the people you're supposed not to bow. And that is why directly some people are worshiping little gods today and they turn to necromancers. They speak to dead bodies. Because something suppressed their lives and they cannot utilize their authority. Every child of God should understand this. We are not created to worship fear or to be fearful. No. We are made to command. We are made to rule. We are created to suppress every satanic and demonic authority.
Yes.
As creation, God created man to dominate everything. And in Psalm 8, verses 5 and 6, Psalm 8, verses 5 and 6. Let somebody read it for me. Because we want to know the initial plan of God at creation. Let the word of God remind us of that. Psalm 8, 5 and 6.
You have rebuked the nations.
Yes.
You have destroyed the wicked.
Uh-huh.
You have blotted out the name forever and ever.
Okay.
All enemy destructions are finished forever. And you have
destroyed. Psalm, are you reading Psalm 8?
Psalm
8. 5 and 6. No.
You are made to have dominion over the works of your hands.
Yes, sir.
You have put all things under his
feet. Yes.
All sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air,
yes,
the fish of the sea, and pass through the paths of the sea.
Thank you, sir. You have, that is, God has done it. Okay, why should we be worried when something has been done, something has been completed? Why will I be disturbing myself again? God has put all authority to who?
Under man.
Okay. Now, when he's referring to Christ, I want you to know something about Christ. When we are talking of Christ's humanity, the humanity of Christ, okay, he was 100% human being. Anytime the Bible is referring to him, God did this to him, God did this to him, he himself is God. You understand?
Yes.
He himself is God. But when the Bible is referring to humanity of Christ, it is a different thing altogether. But look at him. There was a time he was in a mission journey with the disciples, and he was sleeping. He was at the pillow sleeping. How can God sleep? If God is sleeping, can he take care of the people he created? But humanity of Christ can sleep. But Christ as God cannot sleep. So now, because authority belongs to Christ, who gave him authority? He himself is authority.
Yes.
He is God. And because of this, you and I belong to him.
Yes.
Eh? We don't need to beg for that authority because we are created with it already.
Mm. Yeah.
Unless something wrong with somebody, the person will wake up in the morning and say, God, give me hand to walk, to do something. Give me legs to move around. When your legs are there already.
Yeah.
Unless the leg is sick, it can't move anywhere.
Amen.
Our lives get sick. That is why we can't use authority over them.
Amen.
But today, we go back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And take dominion.
Lord.
And take over our power.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. To have dominion here over all the creation is not the content, but the consequences of the divine image. That's how we are created. Okay. When devil is trying to limit you, don't limit yourself.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Because he will tell you that you think you can be what God wants you to be. Quickly reply him that he wasn't your creator.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The mistake Mrs. Adam made in the Garden of Eden. When God put him in the garden, and put the woman after some years. I was trying to make a research. Maybe I will know the number of years Adam spent in that garden. Up to now, I've never discovered anything. We are limited.
It's true.
When Bible says stop here, you have to stop here. Let's forget about that. But he was in that garden after a while. Let somebody say after a while.
After a while.
And nobody knows the number of years. God looked at him and gave him the woman. Now, it was time for the tempter to come. I didn't know where Adam went. Why did he go out that time? God told him, take care of the garden. Because God knew that a strange person may come in.
Yes.
When you are leaving your house, or unless somebody is in your house, you might lock your door. You might have locked your door, the door of your house, because you believe that a strange person can come in.
Yes.
But Adam was so careless. He left the woman there. And the tempter came. The fault, we have to lose our authority, you know? No, that person, you know, lost our authority right from the Garden of Eden. Because when the tempter came, the woman was discussing, you don't discuss with the tempter. Please, brethren, don't discuss with the devil.
Amen.
That's why don't joke with the devil.
Ah.
Frankly, tell him, you don't belong to this thing. I command you, get out.
Amen.
Is it true that God said you not eat from the fruit of the tree? Yes. He told us that we can eat from the one over there, the one over there, but the one at the center.
Mm.
The one at the center is the one he said you should not eat. And then you eat it, you will be like him. Because he knew that you will be like him. That's why he deceived you. Actually, that was right. Listen to me. It was what? It was right. Because they will be like God through you. In one way or the other, they will know the difference between good and bad. Formerly, they didn't know that. Adam didn't know that. Eve didn't know that. You know, people who kill people with poison, the weight of the food may be like two scales, but the poison that can kill somebody will be like a fingernail. Wow. Just drop a little poison. The person is gone. So devil will use a little truth or heavy truth and a little lie. Heavy what? Heavy truth and little lie. And drop it down. Okay. This is what I want you to do. That's what he did for this woman. And the woman listened diligently. I believe one thing. She has been inquisitive to know that thing before.
Yes.
But a supporter came.
Amen.
I want you to realize this. You are going back to the former place of honor. Maybe you have been removed from where you belong to. Because you are being hated by people. Remember, I want you, human beings are human beings. Nobody would like you to be like him. People are looking for people that will be serving them every time. Serving them, they don't want you to be a person of yourself.
Yes.
Devil doesn't want anybody to be free. He's not our friend. And he may be using people against us.
Yes.
Oh, you are a pastor of this church, we make sure that we pull you down. He can raise elders against you. He can raise people against you. He can raise anybody, he can raise a wife against her.
Amen.
But if you take your badge of authority today,
yes.
The only thing that differentiates if a policeman is in our midst now, generally as we are here, he is just like me. Until he puts on his uniform. Okay? And then if he's about to challenge me, I say, where is your ID? Let us not lose our identity.
Amen.
I have a few more minutes. Let me quickly. Right. Everything is under the feet of Christ. According to 1 Corinthians 15:27, you can write that one down. Only Christ and no one else can give us power. Therefore, the grace to dominate is in us because we belong to Him. 1 Corinthians 15:27 makes us to understand that. Let us live by God's word. Let us eat God's word. Jeremiah said that he ate it. It may be bitter. And that's why you see some people leaving one church to the other. This church, doctrine is too much. You preach holiness too much. No room for holiness. No room for this. No, it's too much. Let me go to church B because in church B they can allow anything.
Yeah.
But in Christ, everything is in Him. Oh gosh. Anyway, I will quickly do justice to this. You can call someone for a purpose, even if they are working together. Let me explain that one in 1 second. Peter and Jesus. Look at what happened. Jesus knew the name of Peter, and they were together. And yet, Jesus said, Peter, on this rock, I will build my church. Why is he calling him? Then I said, brother, if your name is Pastor Peace. I said, Pastor Peace, we are being together. And he said, Pastor Peace, it's mean that there's another thing I want to tell you. You pay attention. Pay attention. Peter, pay attention. Because God was about to give him authority, a different promotion. But before he can get that promotion, he has to know whom Christ is. Who do you think people call him? Every brother did, the doctor says, some call you prophet, some call you this, some call you that. But what about you? You are criticizing others. You are condemning others. What about you? A lot of us, we condemn people who have not come to Christ, but some of them are better than us in one way or the other.
Amen.
Amen. And Peter said, you are in Christ. You are what?
Christ.
You are in Christ. Then Jesus said, okay. You did not say because of the flesh. It's not the flesh of blood that revealed it to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. Upon this rock, I will build my church. There is a controversial issue there, because some people turn the rock to be Petros, and some people turn that rock to be Christ. Both of them are rocks, but one is different from the other. I'm not going there today. I'm not here to make SNG, but just to do a little something, and we pray and go. Okay? But Jesus Christ, because of what you have said, I'll give you keys. I'll give you what?
Keys
to rule. Keys to rule. Upon this rock, I'll be my church. And the gates of hell cannot prevail. Either you pray, you cannot prevail. Either you fast or not, because it has been written.
Amen.
That doesn't mean that you do not pray, okay? But God has already predestined that nothing can disturb the church of God.
Amen.
Nothing. You have been established, okay?
Amen.
Sister and brother, you have been established. Nothing can terminate you.
Amen.
You turn that thing, go your way. Let me tell you, you can tell somebody when he will die. Listen, say, Pastor, what are you talking about? When he's not ready to forsake the will of the devil and he's about to destroy your life, you tell him where he belongs to.
Amen.
Ah, I confuse him. You want to pray? If you don't deal with the demons, they will deal with you.
That's true.
And the pastor who did not teach you how to pray, when they kill you, he will come to bed and say, the Lord give it and the Lord take it. It's not the Lord that take it. It's not giving you that theology. Chopper theology.
Amen.
McDonald's theology. Checkers theology. Shall we rise up?
Checkers.
I know it's good to follow time. I can't finish it because I'm a sinner already. I don't want to add more to sin. I have a theology I develop. I call it pulpit sin. The sin you commit on pulpit. Yes. And I try to avoid that. When you are told to use 1 hour, and you use 1 hour, 5 minutes, the remaining 5 minutes, you disobey the authority. And you say what?
Yes.
Is this it?
Yes.
Okay. Don't commit it. You are going to pray, Lord, take me back to where I belong to.
Yes.
Take me back to where I belong to. You used to belong to the place of authority, to the field of authority, to the field of dominance, but now, Lord, take me back to where I begin to pray. My kids to look for shit. Pray as if I've never prayed that before. Take me back to where I belong to. You belong to the field of authority. You are to proclaim the name of God.
In
Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Thanks very much. Okay. Now, even though I'm unable to finish the lecture, but within 9 minutes of prayer, within 9 minutes of prayer,
you will be restored.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
You'll be restored.
Yes.
Amen.
Because that's why you are here. You know, the reason why we are taken out of our former place of government is because of sin. Mm-hmm. Bible says, do not let sin reign in your heart. Immediately sin takes over, then we go down.
True.
You are going to pray. Anything I love, and you hate it. I love it, but you know you hate it. As of today, let me begin to hate it.
Amen.
So that I will go back to where I belong to, your prayer.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
You say one thing about Peter? God has given him power to reign over the church ever before the establishment of the church. You know, this Peter denied Christ. If a little girl asks you, the way you talk, your accent, the way you move like one of the followers of that guy. Which guy? This guy, the arrested. So look, Jehovah knows. I've never seen him before. Because there was no power. But my sister, my brothers, when power came upon him, when they waited, as you are waiting right now, they waited at the upper room, and the power came down from heaven. The same Peter, who denied Christ, minister, and thousands of people gave their lives to Christ. We are going to pray, Lord, change my status today. Change my status, so that whatever you command on earth, be commanded in heaven. Whatever you command on earth, begin to pray. Lord, change my status. So that whatever that comes from your mouth, if you are from God, we are all children of God. Our parents belong to us. We are all people. We belong to you. We call on you. In Jesus' name we say. Now you are going to talk to God. You know, devil is not stupid. He is very smart. I'm telling you, he's not stupid. Don't look at devil as somebody that is stupid. They're drawing long tail, black teeth. No, that's not how he was created anyway. That's just to demonstrate who, to show who he is. It's not stupid, but you are going to pray. Anything, if I have been displaced, if I have been displaced from my position of honor, spiritually, academically, maritally, financially, Lord, because I believe in you, because I'm your child, take me back there. Any good area I have been displaced, the maritally, financially, Holy Ghost, take me back there. Quickly, your prayer. The Holy Ghost is telling you to take you back to where you belong. Hallelujah. Let God to take you back to where you belong. Who cares who's lost? That the Lord will see you too. In your ministry, the new start. Lord, to renew your promise. May that the suffering that God to heal you. My God. In Jesus' name we pray. Eternal God of ages, the Lord of authority. Thank you because you are God. thank you because we are your people by thy grace. Glory, honor, praise be to your holy name. We are committing ourselves to your hand right now. We are not just raw materials. We are very valuable before thee. If we are not valuable, you have not come to die for our sins. And the very day you shed your blood on the cross of Calvary, everything is gone. You are paid for our sins. There should be no reason why Satan should be accusing us today of the thing you have died for. You paid for it already. When somebody bought a cloth and that cloth has been paid for, why somebody else will say, "We have not paid for that cloth"? Say, "Don't worry, somebody has paid on my behalf."
Yes, sir.
What you have paid on our behalf, what you have paid. Therefore, any area Satan is standing to accuse us wrongly or rightly,
yes,
forgive us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We lost our authority. Sometimes we don't know what we are doing. We are still bowed before lesser gods. We are supposed to talk, be quiet. Ordinary human regulations instead of God's regulations. Lord, take over in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If we have been displaced, if there's any sister or any brother that have been displaced, maritally, job-wise, financially, academically, because you have called me to dominate,
yes,
and you have called this individual to dominate, I restore you back to where you belong to right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Is there any brother that have been displaced maritally, financially, materially, spiritually, through the power of the Holy Ghost upon me?
Yes.
I restore you back to where you belong to. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
In
Jesus' name.
By division, they've changed your destiny while sleeping. They've tapped us with your glory. And you are walking around aimlessly. And your life is empty. The power and the glory of God will be restored back to you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Receive fresh energy.
Yes.
Fresh energy.
Yes.
Fresh authority.
Yes.
Fresh authority.
Yes.
Take over the kingdom.
Yes.
Take over the kingdom.
Yes.
Take over the territory.
Yes.
At any area you are limited before, as you are in this program, before you step out, and not before an hour to this time, there will be total restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. You will never, never, never bow before the sacred.
Yeah.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Thank you, Shaddai.
Thank you,
Rabbanai. Thank you, Makidashi.
Thank you,
Jehovah Jireh. For in Jesus' powerful name have I prayed.
Amen.